Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, we're going to be going through coping strategy number 10. Now, this is all around changing your state, why it works for our brain, different types of state change that I personally use on a day-to-day basis, and how you can use this as kind of like a Panadol when things just feel like they're going not quite right. So let's dive into today's episode. Okay, let's dig into this coping strategy. I hope the rain in the background isn't too loud. I'm recording this while it is pouring outside, so hopefully that's just a nice, faint, relaxing sound in the background. but where did this coping strategy come from, changing your state? You know, I use this a lot in my day-to-day life. When I get to a moment in the day where I just feel like this sharp overwhelm that appears. And it can be sometimes a regular thing. Like if I'm likely to feel it, it's likely when I've got too many things happening at once. You know, if I get two phone calls, I get three people trying to tell me something in different formats, be it WhatsApp or emails. I've got so many different things I need to do, and it feels like I have to do them all in the same moment. Does that make sense? You know, I heard someone the other day saying their boss would walk in the door and ask them five different random things that didn't align at the same time, and it would just kind of really cause a lot of trouble. You know, this is kind of a shout out to that, because it's really frustrating when that happens. Now, sometimes you can set better boundaries around those things, try and make things work. You can try and unravel them in your head and say, if this happens, then this, and this happens. And usually the first place you go is to try and solve it logically. The problem with trying to solve things logically is the world doesn't always seem very logical. And it's, you know, however many routines and processes you try and build into your life to seem or feel normal, you know, as there is a part of us always seeking that, however much we try and stick away from it, we're always kind of seeking it. You know, you just can't always solve it with that logical process. Sometimes you've got to have different ways that change your state. Now, again, some of these are usable at work, some of them are usable at home. It really depends where you are. But this all kind of came to me in a different light when I was sitting in the car yesterday. Now, I realized that I hadn't sat in the back of a vehicle for about 2 to 3 years. I'm always either the driver or I'm riding shotgun. We have a little one in the back, so I'm usually in the passenger seat or driving the car. So this was the first time, I think, in 3 years I hadn't been the driver. And it caused me this level of anxiety that I hadn't felt for ages. There was six of us in the car, this big vehicle, three of us in the back. And I felt really cramped. I felt very claustrophobic. You know, I don't know about you, but when the car's moving around a lot of sharp corners and you're stuck next to a lot of people, I don't know, for me, that was a real struggle. It may not be for you, but for me, it really kind of brought a level of anxiety, and I don't want to say fear. I wasn't scared, but I felt really uncomfortable. And so what do I do in those points? Because I know that, hey, this is probably an irrational point where there's a lot of stuff going through my head. So the first thing I actually did was one of the previous points, which is acupressure. Now, acupressure, I've done a podcast on it. I use that as one of the tools of state change in these situations. So the first thing I did was I went through some acupressure points, and that helped calm me a bit. I then needed to change my state. So how do I do that? What I started initially doing was trying to breathe. You know, breathing is a fantastic tool for state change. Really starting to focus on your breath. You know, when you're getting overwhelmed, you're usually gathering a lot of information from a lot of different places, and your brain is trying to process it all at the same time. Well, that's how I feel about it. And then that kind of floods your emotional systems with like a lot of conflicting feelings. Does that make sense? Where there's a lot of stuff going on. So taking a moment to breathe in through my nose and out, and just to count it, 1, 2, 1, 2, is another technique I use to change my state. Now, you're going to find a bunch of these different tools over time that help you change your state. But in that moment, that really helped. I also ended up playing a bit of a game with my legs. I managed to get one of my legs, you know, like jammed up against the side of the car, because it was like a four-wheel drive. And I managed to cross one of my legs across it, which oddly made me feel more relaxed. I don't know for what reason, but, you know, changing my shape changed my state. and I started to calm down. I started to focus on a piece of the car that wasn't moving, and that helped as well. Doing that for a few minutes managed to calm my whole state, my whole body, and I started to relax. On the way back, it was much easier. Now, these type of feelings don't just occur in car rides. That's just one example that raised it for me. This happens at work, you know, and it's kind of like, what do you do when all of this feeling comes over you? Now, I sometimes go for a walk or a run. You know, even if it's a 10-minute walk or a 15-minute walk, it can make a massive, massive shift. Other times I'll sit down and try and meditate, even if it's for 10 minutes, just to kind of change my state. Because, you know, too often in the past, what I would do is I would just put my head down and keep going. That was kind of my plan. And I just kind of go, okay, I can keep going. I just need to try harder. And I didn't change my state. I just stayed in that exact same state and thought that a hefty amount of willpower was going to fix the problem I was living through. And do you know what? It didn't work. You know, at the time I felt, oh, I've survived, but surviving isn't working. Does that make sense? It's really important to realize that, is that coping strategies, it's probably a terrible name, right? It kind of sounds like they are survival strategies, and sometimes they will feel like that, but the goal of these is not just to survive. You know, I'm not going to say the T word that rhymes with survive because I find that really tacky, but it's to actually enjoy your life and to actually bring together a bunch of different tools that you can use to have a really awesome life. Like, I love my life. Even though I had all that anxiety in the car yesterday, I love my life. And I had the tools in my toolkit to change my state. Now, other state-changing tools I use is I jump in and have a shower, a cold shower or a hot shower, depending on the season. Whatever it takes to change how I'm feeling. You know, it's massive. It's absolutely massive to jump in the shower. That was probably one of my biggest state-changing tools that I used. Luckily, working from home, like, there were days I'd probably have 4 showers. And it's not because I'm unclean. It's because that changes my state. I walk out in a different state. It puts me into like a sound room. Other times it can be me putting a song on in my headphones, sitting in I've got an office beanbag, I'm pretty lucky, and just listening to a song for 3 minutes. I just have to stop what's going on, right, in my head. Because if I sit there and just keep absorbing all this energy, absorbing everything that's going on around me, all it does is make me completely unproductive. You know, and if I can stop the negative state with using one of these ways of changing my state, then I'm in a really good place. And that makes me feel better. And it means I can actually get back on track for the rest of the day. Because I know in other podcasts I've talked about this, is that some days you do just have to write the day off. I've literally had days where at 2 o'clock, it doesn't matter what state change I try and throw in, I'm not usable as a person. I just need to rest. I need to recover. I need to say, hey, I've done my dash for the day. I don't have any energy left. But a lot of the time I can, you know, do something to mix it up a bit. And, you know, sometimes it could be just sculling a cold ice bottle of water. I remember doing that when it was really hot, and just going for a walk outside for a couple of minutes while I did that. Changed my state. I got back into it and I was back. But if I hadn't actually left, then they would have, you know, I just would have kept going at the wrong pace. Another friend also who works with especially ADHD, one of the ways he does it is he works the 25-5 method to change his state. He'll do 25 minutes of focused work and then have a 5-minute break. And so he'd do 25 minutes, smash it out, he'd have a timer counting down, which really helps with gamifying his work zone. And then he'll have a 5-minute break where he has to stop working. He'll go for a walk to a water cooler. He'll try and step outside. Whatever it takes, he'll do something different than the work in front of him because it helps him refocus. He realizes that he can only focus for so long. And so often, the biggest challenge we have is that if we have one of these moments where our state gets really messed up and we don't solve it quickly, it just kills the rest of the day. It makes us get over anxious. It makes us overthink everything. And we can't actually get on to the important stuff in our lives. Does that make sense, guys? I know this is a bit of a roundup podcast of a few of the other ones, but, you know, things like going for taking a shower, you know, listening to a piece of music really loud for 3 minutes, things that break the momentum of a negative pattern in general is game changing. So what I'd recommend, if you haven't already done this before, and if you're like me, whenever someone asks me to do something on a podcast, I go, I'll come back to it. Then I never come back to it. Let's be honest, I never come back to it. it's just the way my brain works. You know, if you've got a piece of paper anywhere near you and you're not driving or anything like that, write down 3 things that you use as state changers if you've got them in your head, or 3 things you could easily do in a day when your state starts to break. Can be as simple as a breathing technique. Can be, you know, it could be pinching yourself on the butt. You know, I was watching a Netflix show the other day and they use that as a technique, as giving yourself a pinch to bring yourself back to the present and get you out of your head. Whatever it is, jot it down. Try and write it down. Put it in a notepad on your phone, whatever it is. Just get it out of your head. And if you're not going to do anything else, I want you to say it out loud to yourself. I'm going to breathe 3 times, or I'm going to do something. At least saying it out loud makes it real. It's not just going into your ear. You're actually saying it, because these are really important things to know, not just think about, because if you don't do them, they'll do nothing. So hopefully that's helped, guys. I've got a really fantastic podcast coming up on Thursday, my time. I've done a really good interview with a guy who's created a new piece of to-do list software that works with your calendar to really help people focus and become more productive. We had a really good little interview the other day, and I'm looking forward to putting that out to everyone. So hopefully you enjoyed it, and I'll be back soon.